City Current, produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or listen on KDAC 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to this Bismarck edition of City Current. I'm Mary Van Sickle, Executive Director at Dakota Media Access.
And I'm Jason Tomanek, Assistant City Administrator for the City of Bismarck.
And we are here in the studios at Dakota Media Access on Wednesday, September 13th. Have to look at the date just to make sure where we're at here. So we're here to wrap up the City Commission meeting from last night. But before we get into that, wanted to update the listeners on the Bismarck Animal Advisory Board and the status of that board right now.
Yes, Mary, thanks. The Animal Advisory Board was confirmed last night. We had a number of volunteers that were had applied, and six members of our community have been chosen to serve on the advisory board. Going forward, we'll get a meeting started here in the near future, and we'll make sure to have all the agendas and minutes and things like that posted on our website for anybody to find the information and attend the meetings if they're interested.
And they're public meetings.
Absolutely.
So people can attend the meetings if they want. I know you had a really nice response to the call for volunteers to serve on this committee, and you had to turn some people away, which is probably a good problem to have.
It is. It's a luxury to have that many interested folks. And certainly we can't choose everybody to fill these positions. But it's nice to know that there are a lot of folks interested in this throughout the community.
That's great. And as other task forces are established or other committees that the city needs to be putting in place, you always have that on your website at bismarcknd.gov. And we're talking about it all the
Absolutely.
Time, too.
Yeah. So it's a great way to get involved in the community if there's an interest that you have. It's a great way to get familiar with how the city works and what's going on.
That's great. Moving into some of the agenda items from last night is the budget, again, keeps coming up every time we meet. But that's the process. It takes a while for this. So now, last night, we called for the public hearing, which will be the next city commission
Correct.
Meeting.
Yep, Tuesday the 26th.
Okay.
So the budget is available to review. If anybody's interested, they can certainly contact the City Administration Department, 355-1300. If there's any questions or comments, we'd be happy to hear that now. By all means, we would encourage anyone and everyone with comments to come to the meeting on the 26th.
Okay.
And
pro
we'll
and con.
Absolutely. And we expect to hear both.
Is the document actually posted on a website anywhere?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep. It's on our website at bismarcknd.gov for review.
Okay. Would you have to go into the finance department area, or is it pretty accessible?
Okay. It's really easy to find. And if they have any trouble, they can certainly give us a call.
So you can look at that at your leisure.
Yep.
Read through it. It's it's a fairly large document.
It is. Yeah. There's a lot going on there.
A little complicated, but still, it's important. So September 26th, public meeting for the budget. And that will be finalized.
We would hope to have it all wrapped up by then.
Right. Another item on the agenda last night was Ordinance 6283, which was a call for a hearing on height of sidewall buildings in the rural areas.
Yes. This is something that's been discussed for a number of years. Prior to my role in administration, I was in the planning office, and this was a question we got frequently. People in the rural areas in the RR district, rural residential, or the RR5 district, or the ag district would then have the opportunity to increase the sidewall height. Really what that means is you can get a bigger garage door, which means you can get your camper in a building. That seems to be the major driving force behind this the height of some of the...
And these are accessory buildings.
Correct.
These are not attached to the home type thing.
Right.
These are
the outbuildings, sometimes they're called. Yeah.
Yeah, giant garages now getting bigger.
A little bit taller.
Not sure if that's a positive thing, but I guess we'll see. So those accessory buildings now will be allowed to, or actually we haven't, that determination has not been made, but the public hearing will present those existing footage of 14 feet to allow them to go to 16 and a half.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, stay tuned on that one. So will that come on September 26th as well?
Yep, it's going to be a busy meeting on the 26th.
Sounds like it. positive thing, kind of a neat thing that happened on your consent agenda last night was the sale of an old fire pumper unused fire pumper here in the city of Bismarck, a sale to the city of Wing.
City of Wing, yes. Our fire chief indicated that it's no longer usable for our needs within the city. And through discussions, it became known that the city of Wing was looking for a piece of equipment. I believe their equipment is dated back to the mid-60s. So this will definitely be an increase for an upgrade for them. And it's a nice opportunity for the city of Bismarck to provide some equipment, some critical infrastructure to another community that can put it to good use.
Well, they support the city of Bismarck. Certainly a lot of those people are coming in and out of community using health services and retail and restaurants and whatnot. So. Yeah. It's a nice gesture.
Yep. It's a nice new home for the fire equipment.
Yeah. Puts it to use, some unused piece of equipment. That's for sure. Special assessments came back on the agenda last night as well. And that was a fairly lengthy meeting or a lengthy discussion regarding special assessments again. It's, again, devil's in the details. This is not an easy thing to look at, overhauling this whole system of how do we pay for these improvements.
Yep.
So what happened last night?
Last night, I provided a report, a follow-up report. There were some questions that came up during the initial recommendations from the Special Assessment Task Force, and the commissioners, through their discussion, wanted to know a little bit more, had some questions for us to consider. So we provided some answers and some feedback, but I think most importantly, what we know now is that we've been given direction from the commissioners to bring the infrastructure task force together with the special assessment task force and see if we can build consensus with those recommendations. And eventually there would be another report for the commissioners. Ultimately, though, everybody needs to keep in mind this is going to move forward at a methodical pace. This isn't going to be a quick implementation, and there's going to be a big opportunity for public input and outreach as we get closer to finalizing the recommendations from all the groups.
And once recommendations are in place, ultimately, do you anticipate a public vote?
Absolutely.
On this change?
It's quite likely, depending on the recommendations, if we're going to be doing anything different with sales tax or property tax buy downs, that all would involve a vote of the public. Mm-hmm. So this isn't a decision that can be made without the input of the voting public.
So the infrastructure task group has put together a vision for what the needs are going to be in the city of Bismarck in the next decade or so.
Yeah, 10 to 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And the Special Assessment Advisory Committee, is that their
Special Assessment Task Force?
Task Force has looked at the existing system and some options. So putting those two groups together, hopefully they'll be exploring some, identifying some more obvious path to go down. So that will be great. And then you anticipate three public input sessions.
At a minimum. Yeah. And public input is so important to us, and finding unique ways to get people involved and getting the meetings in a location and a time that's convenient for them. That's a key piece too. So we expect to be doing as much information sharing as we can, and we want to get as much feedback as possible going forward.
And I think it was you who mentioned at the meeting, how many dollars were out there in special assessments right now? Because that was a key point. What do we do with the existing specials that are on properties right now? How do we merge into a different system of a fee-based monthly utility fee or whatever it ends up being called? What do you do with those existing specials on the books?
Right.
And that was a big number.
It was, and that's probably the most common question so far.
Sure.
I have specials, will they go away? Well, we don't have an answer yet, but that number for existing specials is $140 million.
Yeah,
so for the city to just simply come up with that amount of cash is not realistic. So then the question becomes, what would we stop doing in order to make those types of payments? So a lot of layers to look through yet, no question about it. So again, no swift decisions will be made anytime soon.
Sure. So we'll keep talking about that, I'm sure.
Yes.
Likely come up almost every time we meet. The Burleigh County Housing Authority came to the Bismarck City Commission last night to talk about Edwinton House. Payment in lieu of taxes.
Correct.
I'm not quite sure what that was all about. Can you explain what that
Absolutely.
Means?
Absolutely. A lot of times you'll hear it referred to as PILOT. That's the acronym. And really what it means is Burleigh County, like any public entity, if they own property, are not subject to property taxes. what Burleigh County is offering is a payment in lieu of the taxes. So there would be an amortization schedule that defines what the payment would look like each year, and then that payment would be split amongst the four political subdivisions.
Oh.
City of Bismarck, Bismarck Public Schools, Bismarck Parks and Rec, and of course Burleigh County.
Okay.
So, and the project that they're proposing, the Edwinton House, is a supportive housing to help end some of the chronic homelessness that we're seeing throughout our community.
Hmm.
So definitely a need for this project.
Continuing need.
Absolutely.
And is this in reaction to the closing of the Ruth Meyers House on Rosser?
Not necessarily. This project was in place before that announcement was made. So this was a result of a study, a housing need study that was done that showed absolutely there is a critical need for this type of housing.
I would
in
assume
our
that closing, though, is influencing the greater need for Edwinton House.
No questions there.
Where do they propose the Edwinton House be located?
It's generally located just west of 12th Street and the south side of Bismarck Expressway.
Okay.
So kind of down behind the former Bismarck Automotive Group, across the street to the south from Cashwise.
Okay. Okay. And if this moves forward, and it seems like they're getting a positive response, mm-hmm. Bismarck City Commission said was favorable
yep.
towards the process.
The action last night was to call for the hearing.
Okay.
But the Burleigh County Housing Authority has also gotten support from Bismarck Public Schools and Burleigh County as well. So they're definitely going through all the necessary steps to get the support they need from the political subdivisions.
And they're building from the ground up. So
yep.
this is a new structure that would be built
site.
Down there.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. What does the timeline look like? Are we looking at next spring?
I believe so. Yeah, they're looking to do construction next year. And rough numbers right now, I believe it's 40 living units within the apartment.
Oh.
So, and there would be room to do an additional phase if this is successful.
And this is long-term housing,
correct.
Right? This
mm-hmm.
is not...
They're apartments.
Okay.
Yep. It's intended for... people that are chronically homeless that may not have the resources they need to get into an apartment, this would be that opportunity for them.
Okay. All right. Well, again, we'll watch this. Another one coming back to the commission for final approval.
Next go around, yep.
Wow. Yes, it will be a busy meeting. A couple of big projects that are kind of fun, and we have some visuals that will go along with this. That were proposed last night. The first one is at 7th and Main,
mm-hmm.
Just south of the Radisson,
yep.
right? Would be facing Main Avenue, right. and it's mixed use mm-hmm. With residential up above.
Active
main
ground
level,
floor.
Yeah,
right.
and parking underneath. Mm-hmm. So we have some visuals we'd like to pop up. This first one on the screen really demonstrates kind of the exterior of the building mm-hmm. facing south on Main with five levels?
Four levels. Four with a rooftop mm-hmm. Patio type area, another yeah. amenity for the residents. So.
And these are just renderings.
Yep.
I mean, this is very
exactly.
preliminary, but it is always nice to see some kind of something in visual that you can kind of put your head, wrap your head around. Mm-hmm. So it really just helped. And I always want to emphasize that too. No action was really taken. The developer is the same developer who has done this recent project just on West Main here
correct.
In Bismarck.
Yep.
And that looks like a really nice, viable project. Mm-hmm. So they're moving
absolutely.
On to this opportunity here. And it's all just in a proposal phase.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as you were explaining to me earlier, Jason, that it comes in front of the commission because there's a deadline at the end of September for some state housing funds that
correct.
Could be captured for this project.
Yeah, it's my understanding there's about $3 million in housing incentive funds. HIF funds is what they're often referred to as. This project was brought forward by the developer, brought to the city of Bismarck. And really the action last night at the city commission meeting was to give staff the go-ahead to continue talking through this. There's, mm-hmm. again, a lot of layers that need to be discussed. But the real deadline is that end of the month, I think it's September 28th, is the application would need to be submitted to the state for those housing incentive funds. So
all that has to happen then is that application being made. It would not commit the city.
Correct.
It would not commit the state. It doesn't. It's just that the application needs to be on record before mm-hmm. the end of the month. And
yep.
that's all it was. And then allowed the city staff to continue this discussion with
yep.
the developer. And the reason that it's a little bit, you know, sensitive, I would say, is that the land belongs to the city.
Correct.
The city owns
mm-hmm.
that piece of property. So
yep.
there will be a lot of discussion before this moves forward. But this need for residential in the downtown area is something that's been identified for quite a long time. So this seems to satisfy some of that. And not that the Five South project has gone away. Some of it has been identified as not going to happen. Mm-hmm. There are other pieces that are going to continue, but this just enhances that whole that whole opportunity. Really makes sense because of the parking. I mean, it's got adjacent parking all around it, not to mention, again, that they'll be designing, or at least this preliminary design includes underground parking.
Yeah, and it's probably worth mentioning today, if anybody's wondering where this space is, it's the gravel parking lot south of the Radisson.
Totally and unused right now.
Right now, it's an opportunity waiting to happen, and one of the interesting incentives or the benefits for the city of Bismarck is we take a piece of property that currently isn't generating any property tax because it's owned by the city.
Right.
We put it into the hands of a private developer. You put a nice structure. I think he threw out a number around $8 or $9 million. That increases the taxable value tremendously.
Yeah.
And we get another piece of property paying taxes that helps support the overall good of the community.
And we've got an overhead photo or a layout of the way the buildings line up with the Radisson, the parking, the existing parking ramp, and then the proposed structure along the whole south side of the building. And, you know, I know I'm dating myself by saying this, but when this hole was filled originally with the hotel, there was a phase two, and it did call for a structure along this part of the block. And here we are how many years later, and it's still sitting as a gravel parking lot, which I think should be mentioned. It's not generating any income.
No,
it's basically just sitting there. So the city needs to look at that and what are we going to do with that? Yeah. And here's a developer coming along saying, I've got a good idea, and this could really feed into, you know, into the activity of downtown and satisfy some of the things that have been identified in past studies. So this will be a fun one. I mean, it is kind of neat. There's 1 and 2 bedroom apartments in three of the levels.
Yes, it's a four-story building with three levels of residential. And then a requirement that we really like to see is active ground floor uses. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That means it could be retail, it could be amenities for the tenants in the building, it could be office space. Having residential on the ground floor downtown just doesn't really work. Nobody wants to live next to the sidewalk.
Right. And that doesn't do anything to feed the other retail and service businesses.
Right, it doesn't activate that pedestrian sidewalk experience that's so important downtown.
Exactly. So, well, this will be fun to watch to see what's going forward. And again, the action last night was the commission said, yes, move it forward.
Work with staff.
Develop a development agreement, bring it back,
absolutely. This will get looked at a number of times before anything gets finalized.
Yeah. It's kind of fun, though.
It is
fun when you see these kinds of projects popping up. Mm-hmm. And the other one that's really fun is the pop-up.
Yes.
Excuse me, pop-up Bismarck. And this is the Bismarck Central Pathway Project.
Mm-hmm.
So take us into that, Jason.
This project, it's exciting because, again, we've got studies from more than 20 years ago that talked about that critical linkage between downtown and the riverfront. And yeah, you can get there. There's roads that lead you there. But this project is intended to be an alternative to driving down to the river. So we're talking about pedestrians, we're talking about bicycles, multimodal transportation. And really what this will be is a corridor between downtown Bismarck and the Missouri River, and it will primarily run along Front Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Summit Boulevard will be part of that area as well. And it's a demonstration project is really what it is. It's intended to be temporary to give people the opportunity to experience what a protected bikeway would look like, how it would work for a bicyclist or a pedestrian, and then also for the motorists to realize, oh, I have to share the road with somebody else now. It's not just about the vehicles out there. So I think you have some graphics to kind of show what some of the ideas are.
We will.
And,
yes, they're up there right now.
This is going to be an exciting project for Bismarck. I'm not familiar with anything like this in the past, so it's a new opportunity for us to try something different.
So, first of all, let's explain where this starts and where it will end.
Okay. It would start right downtown. Third and front.
Right
in front of Borrowed Bucks
is
kind of the terminus. It also complements really well. If you jump across Third Street, you've got Peace Park, which is adjacent to the Bismarck Parks and Rec District office.
So, and the new bank going up.
And the new bank right there as well. So that gets you right into the heart of downtown. As you move west through the community, as I mentioned, it'll follow primarily Front Avenue. And then there'll be a couple of options to move through that neighborhood right by Zonta Park in that area. And then eventually you'll drop down Two River Road right by the Bank of North Dakota, the Liberty Memorial Bridge, and that'll connect you to the trail system that's in place already. So,
and there are a number of partners in this project. The Downtowners Association, Bismarck Parks and Rec.
And Go Bismarck Mandan.
Go Bismarck is really probably the driving group that's put this forward. And I'm really, really appreciate you talking about some of the older studies that have identified this. And I wasn't aware, you said there was one in 1978 that identified the need for this and this connection between the river and their downtown area. And I was familiar with the 1993 central business plan that was put in place and the 95 one that followed quickly thereafter. But they all use this front avenue as a parkway, or different terms have been used. But the need for us to connect the downtown area with the river. And I, you know, all those people who are out there very often saying some of these studies sit on the shelf and collect dust, I would argue that some of the elements of those studies do linger for a while, but it just, it's got to be the right time. Right. And I think the AARP grant that is helping fund this front end came into being, and it was like, wait a minute, this is what we could use it for. And we have all these studies that have continued to identify this need. So this is really fun. I have a question. Now, is this going to carve out actual road space? Is that it uses the hardscape of the road, but you push out with some barriers? Is that
correct? Okay. Yeah. What you'll see in some areas will be parking. What is parking today would be temporarily removed to allow for the bike trails or the
is there a lot of on-street parking on that north side of?
Not necessarily there. No, the roadway is wide enough. Of course, our planning staff has worked with our engineering staff to make sure that this is, it's not going to prohibit vehicular traffic. It's not going to put anybody at risk. It's always safety first. So yeah, the images on the screen now show some of the ideas that will come along with this. And again, keep in mind, this is just temporary, a demonstration to see how well it works. And if we get good feedback and good response from the public, then we would look at a permanent implementation that's much more defined and in place for a long time.
Yeah, I think it would. So there are different phases, and this is called the demonstration phase.
Correct.
This first phase. Yep. So what will we see happen then in the demonstration phase, and when does it start?
I believe it starts within the next couple of weeks, and what you're going to see will be either pavement markings or temporary barriers. And this is worth mentioning that it's not a new concept to the United States. It's new to Bismarck, but there are other communities that have done this in the past.
Absolutely.
And you'll see maybe it's pavement markings, and in some cities they'll put out planters to help define that area, brighten it up a little bit. I've seen demonstration projects where they've used straw bales and just kind of prohibited vehicles from entering into that area.
A lot of different pictures popping up and showing what you're talking about.
Yeah, and one of the neat things with some of the partners that are involved is there are going to be a number of unique opportunities throughout the lifespan of this demonstration project to really encourage people to come down and try it out and get familiar with it, realize that it's not just another sidewalk in town, but it's a neat opportunity to try something different.
Well, and that leads to another issue of some of the events that are being planned around this, right? If you just build it and let it sit, the awareness won't be there, and you might not get the reaction or the interaction that we're looking for. So there are a few events that are going to be planned around this. Are you aware of specifically?
I believe the Biz Market has an event going on in conjunction with this, and I think if you go to the Pop-Up Bismarck website, you'll get a full rundown of all the activities that are scheduled over the few weeks that it'll be in place.
Right. They do have a Facebook page and they have a website. So if people want more information, they should jump on that Pop-Up Bismarck on Facebook, or they can go to the website. And I believe that's the same address pretty much.
Popupbismarck.com.
Yep, there it is.
And also, if you want to hear from city staff on this, I would encourage anyone to call the Community Development Department, 355-1840.
Okay.
Will Hutchings is the planner in the Community Development Department that has been instrumental in seeing this get brought to the table. So I'm sure Will would be happy to talk to you and give you as much information as he can from the city's perspective.
So there is some city staff working on this project, but they've got a really strong partners that they're working
absolutely.
With. And the actual funding for the demonstration project is coming from a grant. So right now,
100% grant funded.
City is not spending big money on this, mm-hmm. but what we want to know is how it will be used and what people's reaction mm-hmm. will be once Absolutely. It gets going. Yep. I'm sorry, when did you say you think some of this will be?
I believe in the next couple of weeks, okay. you'll start to see some of the materials brought out.
And so it could be completed as early as?
I'd say the middle, well, we're kind of in the middle of September. I'd say the beginning of October.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty quick timeline. So mm-hmm. that's
the idea behind the quick build is that it's not a laborious process. It's something that volunteers and people can do pretty quickly, and you get a lot of immediate impact rather than going through the entire construction phase. And if it's not right, it's okay because it's a demonstration. We can learn from this, and if we do go to a full implementation, I don't doubt that there's going to be some things that we learn and things that we would do differently.
Sure. It'll evolve. Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be something to keep our eyes on and to participate in once it starts. So that's great.
Get your bike out.
Yeah, there you go. We're just about out of time, but I did want to talk about two quick things. There was a proclamation last night the mm-hmm. mayor signed about the library sign-up month.
Library card sign-up month. Yeah, the mayor read a proclamation encouraging people to, if they don't already, to go get a library card and use the services at the public library.
Now, we have a message, I think, on our message board for our cable channels also telling people about that. But we have a great public library. They're just
a tremendous resource.
Great staff, too. So mm-hmm. get your library card, get going. They're all geared up and mm-hmm. they're ready to get everybody signed up with their library card.
Yeah, if you haven't been to the library lately, there's lots of changes inside. Yeah. The Teen Center is now open for folks to use. This is the 100th year celebration for the library. We've had a public library in Bismarck for 100 years.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah. There's a coffee shop.
There's always something going on at the library.
It's not your father's library.
No.
So the other thing I wanted to mention is the Downtown Street Fair is coming up this weekend.
It sure is.
This is the 44th annual. Mm-hmm. Street Fair is a little near and dear to my heart, so mm-hmm. I always want people to be down there. And I just want to remind our listeners that we are recording this on Wednesday the 13th, mm-hmm. so the Street Fair is in 2 days from now. And unfortunately, the weather looks pretty iffy for Friday.
That's why we have raincoats.
Vendors will be down there. So mm-hmm. unless you can't make it, absolutely. But support the vendors, support all the nonprofits that are down there. They do rely on this for a big part of their fundraising mm-hmm. for the year when they have their food booths out. So get down there and buy a turkey leg or mini donuts. The corn on the cob is my favorite.
That's a big one.
So Friday looks a little iffy, mm-hmm. kind of rainy and cool. Get your fall jackets out. That'll be kind of nice. Maybe not so many bees, and mm-hmm. we certainly won't have this smoky haze in the area. Mm-hmm. But Saturday's looking really good. Yeah. So if you can't make it on Friday, let's get out on Saturday.
Or both days. Do it both
Absolutely.
Days.
Well, thanks for coming, Jason. We had a lot to cover, and we probably will at the next, because it sounds like the city commissioning meeting on the 26th is going to be really packed.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Be a good one to talk about.
Sounds good. Thanks again for coming.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. And thank you for listening and tuning in to this episode of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, you can contact the City of Bismarck at bismarcknd.gov or by calling 701-355-1300. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you'd like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD or on KDAC 102.5 FM radio. It's also available as a podcast on kdacfm.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.